The podcast titled Arusa, which means a bride in Arabic, will take a look at polygamy through the eyes of a South Sudanese man who is married to an American who chose to practice polygamy. South African journalist JD Ramalapa is the producer of the podcast. She says some people in South Sudan are not brave to talk about polygamy publicly. Ramalapa says this attitude might change very soon.
I hope to really like to create a safe space for people to talk about things that matter. You know, families are the foundation of our societies and our communities, the world that we live in. So we need to get it right there at the beginning so we can raise the type of children and families and societies that would, you know, support human rights, stand for what matters, and then grow as a community instead of always being in conflict over things that we could have just talked about. So I am hoping that people will feel freer and more open and be more willing to share their stories about polygamy, which has a wide impact. I mean, it's really wider than what the podcast discusses.
Michael Achuil Mading is a South Sudanese athlete who has opened up about his polygamous life. Mading, who has two wives, says he hopes his story could help the younger generation of South Sudan make wise decisions and engage in tough conversation about polygamy.
The men who think that they can have more wives, have more kids, but they are not responsible to be there for their kids and the whole family. I think it'd be the purpose of being a tradition, try to pass on the young people the way forward to live together as love, family. Yeah, so I hope they'll get that message.
Sarir Mading is an American consultant who has been working and living in South Sudan since 2017. She married Mading in 1996 in the United States. Sarir says she knew one day her husband could end up marrying a second wife in South Sudan. She says she did not resist getting into polygamous life due to her exposure to different cultures.
My hope is that people who are in polygamous relationships that are maybe not as stable as they would want them to be, that they would find ways to make it work. My hope is that young women who are thinking that, oh, I don't mind being a second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, that they really think about what it means for them in the long term. My hope is that men are able to really have this conversation about the pressures that families put on them to bring another wife or to have more children, really understanding what they are physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially capable of doing before they do it.
A 27-year-old Adele Ring is the second wife of Mading. She says she got married in 2020 and has two kids with Mading. Adele says she married Mading out of love and she was not forced to do so by her relatives. She says she knew Mading was married.
I feel okay. I'm happy, like I'm the one have a choice. Even when I was a second wife and I'm the one choice. In our culture, we have to use this of second wife. Even my mom is his first wife and my dad have a second wife. And in our culture, something like you can take your child and give it to another who will take care of it is not good. But I'm happy that I'm the one have a choice to be a second. And I'm happy for this second. Nothing attack me. I feel well. We get little long.
Polygamy is practiced in many African societies, including South Sudan. Some communities in South Sudan consider having many wives and children as a sign of wealth and social prestige. JD says the podcast scheduled for a launch at Baobab House in Juba on 14th of February, followed by a panel discussion on love issues and polygamy in South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai in Juba.